Welcome to PageCast at Open Book Cape Town, a special edition of the regular podcast brought to you by Jonathan Bull Publishers. Usually, we explore the latest in literature year-round, but today we're coming to you straight from the heart of the Open Book Festival, Cape Town's annual celebration of South African literature in an international context. In these festival-exclusive episodes, we sit down with some of the most inspiring voices in literature to delve into their stories, insights, and the powerful narratives that shape our world. Let's dive into the pages together. Quanita Loxton was born in Cape Town in 1974. She studied law at UCT, graduating in 1997, and worked as an attorney predominantly in the financial services industry. More recently, she has trained and worked as an executive coach. Her first novel, Being Carrie, was published in 2017. This was followed by Being Lily, Being Diane, and Being Shelley. She is the co-author of Chasing Marion, written together with Amy Heidenreich, Pamela Power, and Gail Schimmel. Her latest novel, What's Wrong with June, has just been published. Thanks so much for joining us, Quanita, and welcome.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
How are you finding the Open Book Festival so far?
I always love the Open Book Festival. I think, maybe my fourth or fifth time here. I've been coming since Being Carrie, either on the stage or watching people on the stage, and there is nothing like it. It is Cape Town at its best. The conversations, the people, all of it. It is the festival to come to.
Can you maybe tell us a bit about your latest book?
So What's Wrong with June is about a woman in her early 40s. She lives in Lansdowne, which is a suburb in Cape Town. She is married, a long-term marriage. She lives with her husband, her mother-in-law, and her young adult daughter. She's financially independent. She is the breadwinner of her family. And she has nothing that is terribly wrong with her life. So she's got a good job. Things with her husband aren't that great, but they're not completely falling down. So things are okay. But she is dissatisfied. And she's dissatisfied predominantly because she compares her life to the Instagram feed of her friend Carla, who lives in Mauritius, and everything looks great and the sea looks blue and she is in suburbia and it's post-COVID, so she's mostly working from home. And so her probably quite ordinary life fills her with a lot of unhappiness. And so looking at Carla and being inspired by a New Year's Eve radio show that says, make the most of your life, that's what she decides to do. And she does some things that maybe aren't advisable for sensitive readers. I'm just kidding. It's not really sensitive readers, but she does things that make people judge her.
Okay. And I mean, yes, What's Wrong with June follows June Caputo, as you've said, as she reconsiders reinventing herself in 2022. So what inspired you to explore the theme of reinvention? How does June's journey reflect the challenges and opportunities that come with starting fresh?
So the initial inspiration was quite close to home for me. It was 2021, so the first year post-COVID where, you know, we were allowed to be out. And so it was a feeling that I had and that I've experienced people around me having, that we're now in this post-COVID world, we're coming out of isolation, and there was this feeling of what next? How are you sort of justifying your existence in a way? How are you making the most of your life and not just continuing with it? And I also felt that there was almost two kinds of people, ones that wanted to go back to how things used to be and others that wanted to make a massive change in their lives. And so that feeling and that sort of vibe that I got out of people around me is what became June. Just this drive for somebody to want to make a big change in her life. I think it's something that we can all relate to, is that this need or this desire to not just live an ordinary life in some ways. And then when you see what you think is not an ordinary life being lived by somebody else, especially in the artificial world of social media, it's that kind of drive that, fuels sort of inadequacy. And so I think everybody can relate to that. Well, I'll start on Monday, or I'll start next year, or I'll start New Year's on New Year's Day. So it's that kind of resolution, you know, that fresh start that I think is relatable for people. And, you know, if I had the answer on how that happens, I'd write a self-help book. But so June is all about the challenge.
Okay. And vision boards play a significant role in June's decision to embrace change. How did you decide to incorporate this tool into the narrative, and what do you think it represents in terms of June's aspirations and the broader idea of setting intentions for the future?
So June is a very, actually quite an introvert personality, and she's a very thinking kind of person. And I wanted her to expand herself firstly in a visual way, with a visual medium, so to take her out of her brain, and also to be doing something almost crafty that's not her personality. She's an accountant, so she's a numbers person, so to take her from numbers into pictures and photographs of things, of tangible things that she aspires to. I mean, June later on learns to swim. So it, for me, it was a trajectory, taking her from a thinking to a visual to a more kind of physical person. And I like the idea of taking the reader into something that they could sort of picture for themselves, you know, what this woman wanted to do.
And June is a character who many readers might find relatable, especially in her desire for more in life, as we've discussed. How did you approach developing her character, and what aspects of her journey do you think will resonate most with readers?
So usually when I start writing a character or thinking of a character, I do a bit of a like a character Bible for her, in a way. I like thinking about what she would have worn, what she would read, what perfume she would wear, what food she would eat. And so the character of June for me is in a way fully formed when I start writing her. And sometimes not even everything in that character Bible makes it into the book. But for me, she's a very real person. And her character gets revealed through the dialogue and through her actions. And sometimes there's some surprising things. It's not all planned, and then it ends up as a plan. But the character does start, for me, quite fully formed.
The novel is set in 2022, a time when many people around the world were rethinking their lives due to the pandemic and other global events. How does the setting of 2022 influence the story, and why was it important for you to situate June's narrative in this particular year?
Because I think 2022 for me was quite a hopeful year. You know, people, we'd stopped wearing masks. Some places had stopped doing the COVID tests before you had to travel. And so there was this idea of freshness and hopefulness and what was coming next, and that things were going to be better. And so for me, that was a very important time, because even though we weren't in COVID anymore, and the book is not about COVID at all, it's sort of post-COVID hope. And I wanted that to almost add to this feeling of making the most of life, because that at its base is something we can relate to at all times. It's not a particular age or a particular time. I think you can be a young student or a middle-aged mother, and both of you can feel, I have to do more with my life. But I think it's that particular time exacerbate that feeling.
What's Wrong with June seems to blend lighthearted moments with deeper themes of self-discovery and personal growth. How did you strike a balance between humor and depth in the story? And what do you hope readers would take away from June's experiences?
It makes me so happy to hear that you say about depth and light. And it's something that I'm not sure how conscious I am of it when I'm writing it, but it is also, I guess, my personal way of looking at the world, is that there are difficult things and there are challenges, but a bit of humor goes a long way. And so I do try to find the light in my everyday life. And I'm always grateful when somebody says that comes through in my writing. So I guess it is a way that I see the world. And so it's, I think, a natural thing for me to do, and so I'm glad that it comes through in the writing.
Thanks so much. My last question is just, what's next for you? Are you working on the next thing?
The Chasing Marians as I call them. So Amy, Pam and Gail and I, we are working on something new. We don't know if it will end up as a book yet, but at the moment it's a lot of fun. We're about 40,000 words in. So that's been a great project. But as I said, I don't know if it'll become a book yet. And then I've got something in mind for next year. And like fresh starts, as you can tell from What's Wrong with June.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I hope the rest of the festival goes very well.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this special edition of PageCast at Open Book Cape Town. Stay tuned for more conversations with incredible authors. And remember, every story brings us closer to understanding the world around us. Until next time, keep turning those pages.